Track 5, Flashback. 5 foot nothing of considerable perky and incisive gifts was how one writer described dancer-turned-actress Gretchen Franklin's performance in the 1944 review Sweeter and Lower. It's a statement that could easily describe her most famous role, Ethel May Skinner, one of the original characters in EastEnders, which made its television debut 35 years ago this month. Born in Covent Garden, London, on the 7th of July 1911, Gretchen Gordon Franklin, her parents had hoped for a boy, hence the masculine middle name, was the third generation of her family to tread the boards. "I wasn't very good at school, so I became a chorus girl in pantomime," she told Terry Wogan in 1985. "Aged 17 and earning £2 per week in Aladdin at Bournemouth, I thought I was made," she added. After taking dancing lessons at the Theatre Girls Club, Soho, the quartet, four brilliant bonds, touring with the Gracie Fields show, and later with the comedians Sid and Max Harrison. In 1942, she appeared at His Majesty's Theatre in the Charles B. Cochrane review Big Top. Understudying for its star Beatrice Lilly, Gretchen was called upon to take over for one performance, a situation which she felt was torture. "I hope it never happens again." In 1943, Gretchen joined the cast of Sweeter and Lower, the latest edition of the Ambassador's Theatre, successful review Sweet and Low. Playing a clippy, she became friends with its star Hermione Gingold, and the pair were to appear together again in the follow-up, Sweetest and Lowest, and in 1948, Slings and Arrows performed at the Comedy Theatre. Film work came in 1949 with an uncredited yet speaking role in Trotty True, a Technicolor musical starring Gene Kent as the title character. A year later, Gretchen appeared in Dear Miss Phoebe, Christopher Hassel and Harry Parr Davis musical adaptation of J.M. Barrie's Quality Street of the Phoenix Theatre. Not only did she receive good notices for her role as Patty the Maid, Gretchen and co-stars Carol Rae and Bernard Clifton, as Phoebe and the Sergeant respectively, were painted by Sir William Russell Flint. The painting, entitled Carol Rae, Bernard Clifton and Gretchen Franklin in Dear Miss Phoebe, was displayed at the Royal Academy's 1951 exhibition. It was soon bought by Douro Wine Shops according to an advert for the chain, perpetuate the affinity of wine and art. First appearing on television in 1948, Gretchen was a regular in anthology series such as BBC Sunday Night Theatre and Armchair Theatre, perhaps most memorably in an episode of the latter, The Trouble with Our Ivy, a tale of one-upmanship between two gardening-obsessed families. Playing Mrs. Chard, her rival was Dandy Nichols as Mrs. Tremblow. The actresses were friends and worked together several times, including scenes in the Richard Lester films, Help and How I Won the War. Gretchen would go on to appear as D'Artagnan's mother in Lester's The Three Musketeers and, in 1965, appeared as Else, the long-suffering wife of the bigoted Alf Ramsey, Warren Mitchell, in the comedy Playhouse episode Till Death Do Us Part. By the time the family, renamed Garnet, reappeared for a full series, Gretchen was busy in Spring. Gretchen was busy in Spring and Port Wine at the Apollo Theatre and suggested that Nichols take the part. Roles in the 1970s included Mrs. Northrop in J.B. Priestley's When We Are Married at the Strand Theatre, Edie Hornet in A Tour of Sailor Beware, and Principal McGee in the 1979 revival of Grease at the Astoria, with Tracy Ullman and Sue Pollard in the cast. On television, she guested in a mixture of dramas, including Dixon of Dock Green, The Sweeney, Crossroads, and as a regular in Yorkshire Television's short-lived seaside soap opera, Castle Haven. Comedy roles included Rigsby's Aunt Maud in Rising Damp and a recurring part in George and Mildred. In early 1983, director Julia Smith and scriptwriter Tony Holland began planning a new London-based soap opera for the BBC. As well as using memories of their own London upbringings, the pair went into the East End, soaking up the atmosphere of pubs, cafes and markets. In a Hackney pub, Smith was taken with an elderly lady with bright ginger hair, crowning a face made up to rival a neon sign. This lady, obviously the life and soul of the party, had a little dog with a red ribbon on its head tied in a bow. She was the inspiration for Ethel. Gretchen Franklin, who the stage described as specialising in playing down-to-earth, dithery females, dotty spinsters or nosy landladies, was, the producers agreed, perfect for the role, and a marvellous old pro to have in the company. At the reading, she went way over the top, wrote Smith and Holland in their book EastEnders, The Inside Story. Bring it down, Gretchen, bring it down. You're not at the London Palladium. She did bring it down, just. Gretchen was ideal casting. With her pug dog Willie, who had previously been in the BBC Two series Swallows and Amazons Forever, in tow, Ethel was to become one of the most popular characters in the early years of EastEnders. She stayed as a regular of the programme until 1988, when Ethel was moved into sheltered accommodation, but Gretchen continued to make the occasional appearance throughout the following decade. Ethel's 80th birthday, Gretchen herself was 83 at the time, while the character was soon revealed to be only 79, was part of EastEnders' 10th anniversary episode in 1995. It was during the filming of these scenes in the Queen Vic that Gretchen was ambushed by Michael Aspel for This Is Your Life, an episode whose guests included her cousin Clive Dunn. With her fun wigs and malapropism-littered gossip, it was easy to say that Ethel was the programme's comic relief. However, she had some important and occasionally dark scenes over the years, many of which she shared with Dot Cotton, played by real-life friend June Brown, including a two-hander episode in 1987 which delved into the character's pasts. Gretchen's guest appearances became fewer and far between, and in 2000, after a three-year absence from the show, she returned for one last time for a controversial yet highly acclaimed euthanasia storyline in which Dot helped Ethel to die. Married to writer John Caswell Garth, between 1934 and his death in 1953, Gretchen told one interviewer that while there had been plenty of offers of marriage over the years, she preferred living alone. A supporter of animals and other charities, Gretchen Franklin died on the 11th of July 2005 at her home in Barnes, 4 days after her 94th birthday. Her death was felt by the public and her castmates alike, with June Brown commenting, "She always soldiered on, never complaining. She seemed such an indomitable person. You felt she would go on forever. I miss her very much."